Deuteronomy chapter 12. These are the statutes and the regulations that you must carefully obey in the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you to possess it, all the days that you live on the earth. You must completely destroy all the places where the nations that you are dispossessing have served their gods, on the high mountains, on the hills, under every green tree. Break down their altars, dash in pieces their pillars, burn their Asherah poles, and cut down the carved idols of their gods, and eliminate their names from that place. You must not worship the Lord your God the way they do, but seek the place that the Lord your God will choose from all your tribes for his dwelling place, to put his name there. That is the place you are to go to. Bring there your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the special offerings, your vow offerings, your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and your flocks. You and your household must eat there before the Lord your God, and rejoice there in all your undertakings by which the Lord your God has blessed you. You are not to do all the things that they are doing here today, with everyone doing what is right in his own eyes. For you have not yet entered the rest and the inheritance that the Lord your God is giving you. But when you cross over the Jordan River and settle in the land that the Lord your God causes you to inherit, and he gives you rest from all your enemies who surround you, so that you live in safety, then bring everything I have commanded you to the place the Lord your God will choose for his name to dwell. Your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, your special offerings, and all your choice vow offerings that you have vowed to the Lord. Rejoice before the Lord your God, you, your sons, your daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levite who lives within your gates, because he has no portion or inheritance with you. Be careful that you do not offer your burnt offerings in any place that you see, but in the place that the Lord will choose in one of your tribes. It is there you are to offer your burnt offerings and do everything I command you. However, you may slaughter and eat meat within any of your gates whenever you want, according to the blessing that the Lord your God has given you. Those who are unclean and clean may eat it, just like you would a gazelle or deer. Do not eat the blood. You must pour it on the ground like water. You may not eat within your gates the tithe of your grain, or new wine, or olive oil, the firstborn of your herds or flocks, or any of your vow offerings that you have vowed, freewill offerings or special offerings. But you must eat them before the Lord your God in the place that the Lord your God will choose. You, your son, your daughter, male and female servants, the Levite who lives within your gate, rejoice there before the Lord your God in everything you undertake to do. Be careful that you do not neglect the Levite as long as you live in your land. When the Lord your God enlarges your border, as he has promised you, and you say, I want to eat some meat, because of your appetite for meat, you may eat meat whenever you want. If the place that the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far for you, then you may slaughter from your herds or your flocks what the Lord has given you, and you may eat it within your gates whenever you wish, just as I have commanded you. You may eat it like you would a gazelle or a deer. Both those who are unclean and clean may eat it. But be sure not to eat the blood, for the blood is the life. You must not eat the life with the meat. Do not eat the blood. Pour it out on the ground like water. Do not eat it, that it may go well with you and your children after you, because you will be doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord. But your holy things and your vow offerings you must take and go to the place that the Lord will choose. You are to offer your burnt offerings, the meat and the blood, on the altar of the Lord your God. The blood of your sacrifice is to be poured out on the altar of the Lord your God, but you may eat the meat. Be careful to obey all these words that I am commanding you, that it may go well with you and your children after you forever. when you do what is good and right in the eyes of the Lord your God. When the Lord your God cuts off the nations before you, where you are going to dispossess them, and when you have dispossessed them and live in their land, be careful that you are not trapped into following them after they are destroyed before you. Do not inquire concerning their gods, saying, "How do these nations serve their gods? I will do the same thing." You must not worship the Lord your God in that way, for they have done for their gods every detestable thing that the Lord hates. They even burn their sons and daughters with fire to their gods. You must be careful to do everything I command you. Do not add to or subtract anything from it.